Morning, 6:34 a.m. on Thursday, the 28th of July, 2017. I didn't think I'd start it out as late as I apparently did. Either that or I didn't make as good time as I thought I must have. I will confess I have not been pushing it. I've been just sort of stumbling along. I have been up a little more than an hour, like an hour and 5 minutes, hour and 10 minutes maybe. But I didn't have coffee yet. I haven't had food yet. Had a little bit of orange juice. And I'm about halfway through the second pass on Milk Run. Which is pretty darn good. A lot of... I found a few places where, you know, it's like wrong words or too many words or... stuff I would, so it's stuff I wanted to change, but for the most part, it's because I went through all of this portion of the book just the beginning of last week. It's A, it's been cleaned up once, B, I'm pretty happy with it, and it's still pretty fresh in my mind, so there's not a lot of surprises for me. The next bit, yeah, I'm a little off on the timelines. There's a lot of moving parts, and I need to make sure I have all the parts arranged chronologically in ways that make sense. Morning. So yeah, I'm sort of paying attention to the chronology. And so far, it's going pretty well. I'm going to try. I'm going to go back and get some coffee, get a bagel, and then try like hell to get through the end by the end of the day today. If I can get through the second draft today, I'm happy with the way things are going. I'm happy with the story. It's a little bit shallower than I'm used to. But in large part because it's hard to create a sense of depth where there's no familiarity. But I guess what I mean by that is you don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows yet because we haven't really got into it. But how do I show the depth of a character when we don't know the character at all? I don't want them... Natalia in particular is of interest. Zoya is interesting. Zoya has some secrets that she's not sharing in this book. Natalia is sharing most of her secrets, at least with the reader, if not... if not with anyone else, the way she reacts to people, the way she thinks about stuff, the way... the way she relates to her position on the ship and in the universe. I think it's the best I can do. with a character that's only supposed to be 22, 23, 24 years old. So I've got to get through and make sure that my timelines line up. I've got some people who haven't been on the ship very long. I've got some people who've been on the ship too long. So I'm trying to figure out how to make these characters play together chronologically. Section. It's not usually very busy. Dead ends into little cul-de-sacs. Four cars. Five cars. All here at the same time. Everybody said it would work, I guess. I don't know. So, yeah, I'm pushing hard. I want to get this book out to beta readers. I should probably pass it to an alpha reader, but I want to put it closer together. I want to put it enough together that I can pass it to beta readers over the weekend. I really need to get it back really quickly. I'll put the call out once I actually have a file I can send. Right at the moment, all I've got is a word processing file. It's going to take me... Oh, it'll take me an hour or so to format it, but I'm not going to play the format game until I've got a manuscript that I like. And we'll go into Sigil. And bring it into Sigil, cut it into chapters. I'll have to do a lot of find and replace to set up the chapter headings the way I like them. And there are 52 chapters. They're short chapters. I kept trying to make the chapters longer. I kept pushing the length of the chapter. It's like, oh no, I can't. You know, it's only 1,000 words. It's only 1,500 words. I need to put more stuff in the chapter. No, apparently, clearly, no, I don't. They're short chapters. They're what I might have put in as scenes in other books, and I just broke the chapter, got a new chapter. Because they all worked well, they all, particularly once I got over the idea of, oh well, it has to be 2,000 words per chapter. No, clearly not. The early chapters were a bit bloated, I've chopped them back a bit. The first three chapters are the 7,000 words that is exile. And the fourth chapter is a little bit over the 1,000 words, but not very far. And I just cut the hell out of them because there was so much bloat in them that it's like, okay, yeah, this is cool, but it's not really telling me much about the character. It's not really filling in the setting. It's not really showing me a plot. And remember, my definition of plot is what emerges when characters interact with each other in a setting. And sometimes that setting itself. Generally, characters interacting with setting is more character development. But when characters interact with each other, that's generally plot. And I'm probably going to take a little bitching about this. because, yeah, this is, this is, people just spend a lot of time talking with each other. People spend a lot of time sitting around trying to figure out what the hell is going on. It's not terribly action-y, although there are a couple of fight scenes. Very short. Very short fight scenes. Fight scenes tend to be over almost before Monk Post. Almost before you know they're going. A few sentences done. And it's because, you know, a lot of it has to do with how I see violence in literature, is how I see violence in stories as being way, 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 way overdrawn. It's like, ooh, here's a juicy scene. Let me fill it up with words. Having spent some time with people who understand how these interactions work, the reality, from my perspective, is there are very few knockdown drag-em-outs. There are very brief exchanges of violence, and the more highly skilled participant generally wins and generally doesn't think while they're in the process of beating the crap out of somebody. Now, this is not something I have a lot of intimate kind of experience with. So I could be wrong here. But Natalia gets in two fights. She is, after all, the martial arts expert. She gets in two fights. And both fights end within three sentences. Four sentences, something like that. She does get wounded once. Nobody gets killed. Nobody counts in this one. There are people who die, but they die off camera. They die off the page. They don't die in conjunction with the story. There are a lot of people who are being killed, and a lot of people who are being murdered. And that's one of the moving pieces that's not resolve. That's part of the overarching story. Good morning. It's part of the series that we will get more into in the next book and then the book after that. So a lot of what's going on in this book, and I'm not sure it's actually working, is an exploration of what turns out to be, and I think I know somebody actually pointed me in the direction of libertarianism, and there's a lot of libertarianism being espoused and demonstrated in this story. And I like it because it's a nice foil. It works well against the regulated environment of the CPJCT space, what the toeholders call a highline. People all around this morning, I don't quite get it. I think I'm a little bit later than yesterday. But I'm out. I don't know how many days in a row this is. I should probably not think about it, because then I'll punk out tomorrow. It wasn't as cold this morning as it was yesterday morning either. 64, according to the thermometer outside my back window. Run, bunny, run. There's a little jackrabbit here. So yeah, the story's coming together. It actually came together pretty quickly after I went through. And I don't know that I did take out a bunch of stuff. I did take out a lot of side details when I went through it last week. But having seen where the story ended, a lot of what looked like, or what looks like, side travels actually contribute to the story development. And I don't think I took out anything that I needed. For one thing, I didn't actually remove the words I highlighted. And did a strike through on them so that they showed as deleted. I'm also tracking changes, so I could put them back if I wanted to. So far, I'm liking what's there. I like it a lot. The early words in particular, I like a lot. The later words flowed a lot more smoothly. They were better. They were better integrated, I think, in large part because I spent the time to go back, reread, clean up. I could knit the new words into the skein of the story much more easily. Whew. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.